Blog Talk Radio.
We are in here right now enjoying some nice
Irish whiskey. Look at this cup right here, this glass cup. Bro, Galen got it. It's got ice angled this way in, and strong drink flavor the other way. And we're drinking courtesy of Brother Brent Craig. Go check this out. 18-year Jameson Irish whiskey. Boy, don't you wish you were here. Hallelujah. Monster Dyson in the house. Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you as well. Bless you, Brother Galen. He said, Miss y'all Shepherd, look forward to seeing y'all soon as the family survives this debt season. Boy, and I, you just took the words right out of my mouth, man. We have like 5.5, 6 months while the Gentiles and the heathens are going to be raising hell to Satan. We are in a dead season for real. Because everything's dead.
Yeah.
And, man, somebody said, that's some good whiskey. You better believe it is. Mr. Duke, Brother Brandon, all y'all, man, I tell you, I did a video today. Should be uploaded now. Put both of them on. I actually put both of them on YouTube. I was going to put them on Patreon, but I put them on YouTube because I want them to have exposure. But not only that, I want to make sure everybody sees it and gets it. Hallelujah. We have a lot of upcoming classes that we have to do at the Patreon 50 and 100 level. Man, we miss our family already. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's honorably to me. We had over 850 people on this land.
Yeah.
I think we miscounted because it looked like we was at 900 to me. There was not an empty seat in that tabernacle. And that's not including the security guards that's standing on their feet the whole time. And we enjoyed our family so much. That's Brother Mike. Thank you for your donation. All of y'all. Brother Timothy. Love the new song, Shepherd Anointed, for sure. Yeah. Brother Allen them did a good job. Hey, y'all pray for Sister Tiffany. Sister Tiffany is, she's in a regular home now. She has some type of thyroid issues. I appreciate each and every last one of you for all your donations, and we're going to take a few phone calls here tonight, so if y'all want to line up in the caller queue and speak about your time at the Feast of Tabernacles, we'll give you a couple of minutes to be able to express it. Guest call-in number is 310-982-4226. Why does the phone number change from sister-to-sister broadcast?
That I don't know.
It's the same broadcast. We've been doing this thing for 12 years now. We've been on Blog Talk Radio for 12 years. And this coming May, we would have had boots on the ground in this community for 24 years. Can you believe that? My time fly when you're having fun, huh? Thank you, Elder. Ruth said, very good video. I like this glass right here. It's got ice right here, you know, going this way, like this. You put it in the freezer, it's got a thing that captures it, and the drink stays right here, and it's on top, and it stays cold, and the glass is frozen. Thank you, Brother Gaynor. First thing it was in there, first thing you hit that was some Iris Jameson whiskey. 18-year-old. This ain't no regular Jameson. This is the bomb. You won't believe, teacher, how many people get so offended at us because of the liberty that we have in Messiah. It's just that we try not to let it be a stumbling block, but, and we make it easy.
Yes.
We don't like what we're saying. Turn the dial. Save yourself the undue stress. Keep keep your peace. And that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
And walk in the newness of life. But we, everything that we do in this ministry, it's always lawful and it's biblical.
Yes.
You may not like it because we don't care about your opinion no more than you care about ours. So we have a mutual understanding. But, man, we had such a wonderful time at this feast. A little different than other feasts, because normally in other feasts, we usually are kind of, I have a lot of festivities going on. And this time we scaled it back a little bit so that the people could fellowship with each other.
Yes.
And the little children. I can't say enough about the little children. I need to have somebody next feast of Tabernacles to follow me around with a camera so they can see all these little children who only see maybe twice a year pass over in Tabernacles so they can see how all these little children run up to Pastor Dowd and just love me. Just love on me. Just flat out love on me. Man, oh, yeah, you're right, monkey bastard. Man, we, midnight air. You know, it's amazing. I could talk about anything socially, politically, and economically. Any one of those perspectives, right? Well, boy, as soon as I put up us showing people how David would have praised the Most High of Yah, man, that, I mean, we still get a couple thousand people, right? But it sure ain't like them other videos when I'm bringing knowledge of the world.
Yeah.
Of course, that knowledge of the world video, that's all a lure. But I'm telling you the truth, though. I am. You won't believe how many people have come to the knowledge of the truth because they heard me speak on something social,
yes,
political, economic, even on a religious front when people are out of pocket. I understand, Brother Ugly. But man, I tell you, there were so many children here this time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They had a lot of festivities for the children, too. They even, y'all had a little Hot Wheels race, and Zion won the Hot Wheels race this year. Brother Delano's son. Let me see. So we got, man, we got these flies zooming around here. So we've got Jonathan, who won the first annual Hot Wheels race. We need to get them a little belt, too. You know what I mean? That's Elder Mitchell's son, my grandson. And then we had little Zion. He won this year also the Hot Wheels race. Man, that fly. But anyway, all is well in the land of the living. Yeah, the children, you're right, Koya. They had so much fun. And it's good to have stuff that is included for the children.
Yes.
You know what we need to do next year? We may not have lulas like they have over there in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you know, we can get some of them, you know, them big old plants without the ferns, the long, looks like long ferns,
mm-hmm,
or vines, you know what I mean? You can get any type of tree thing. We ought to bring them things in the tabernacle, man, and just shake them things in the air, boy. Yeah, wave offerings. And I can't even say enough. No, I didn't get a car from my son. His Kaya, he wouldn't try to race the car. He would try to eat the car right now on the Hot Wheels track. Bless his heart. Yeah, and he just conked out. But the Hot Wheels race was a smashing success. I didn't even try to put up a fight. I already knew Manning was going to get it, but I tell you what, Gideon surprised me. He done his research because he had the same exact car. You know, Manning raced that car 2 years in a row. He had the same exact car that Manning had. And Manning, four-time Hot Wheels champ, is retired. But damn it, next year, Pastor Dow going to win that thing. I'm going to get involved. I didn't have no time to get my cars ready this year. I did win one race. And I look out there and I look at all the religious people in the world. And first of all, let me say that I'm glad that everyone made it home safely. All praises to the Most High Yah. Rob said, can we strike up a spade tournament next week? We probably can do that. And before some of y'all religious people go off the chain, we make our own playing cards. We're going to have our own playing cards. We want some our own professional cards made without all that occultic crap in it. That ought to be something. That's something to keep in mind. And, what we got to do is we got to all agree upon the rules, because there's so many rules of spades. Now, we can play by the international rules now. Most people don't know how to play like it, but we can play like that. But what was I saying before I got off course, teacher, and real, you know? All right, PTSD. Has everyone left straightway? Will they have to be able to come back? Wait a minute. Has anyone, I think he says, ever left straightway? And where they have able to come back and fellowship if there are no conflict between them and leadership? Sure it has. Matter of fact, we had, I know for sure we had two people that was put out of the ministry.
Yeah.
James. Yeah. Two people. And they were at this year's feast. They met the conditions. They met the terms of repentance according to the word. And they were there. I don't understand. Why is it so hard to believe, teacher? Why is it so hard to believe that we actually, not only when you look at us on video, but we really truly live this Bible the way that it says it? I mean, we can't improve on the instruction. We follow the instruction. Why is it so hard for people to believe that? I told you, we're the real true people of Yah. We are the real true people of Yah in this generation. And the one of them that was able to come back, they had a conflict with the leadership. I know it's hard, but we have our ministry on display for everybody to see.
Yes.
And when you see us rejoicing before the Most High, some of you call the Lord, and see how we praise and how we worship, man, we don't cut no corners.
Yeah.
Where the spirit of Yah is, there is liberty. That's liberty. I ain't gonna kid you. Even still till today, from the time I woke up this morning until I sit down here in this chair, I have been running. I had the brethren help me put up my tents. I was out there putting up tents. I have four tents I have to put up. I usually always set up one tent for guests and have accommodation there for them just in case somebody comes from afar and they don't have a place to stay. I usually have a place set up for them, whoever they might be. Elder Rufus and them been down there pouring concrete, adding on to the fellowship hall that they had down there. In the news, I want y'all to hear our new straightway news. Look forward to the upcoming weeks, the next couple of weeks, on everybody listen. We're going to be creating a new cash app in the name of the foundation. That way we don't incur a tax liability, even more so. And we're also going to be setting up a new PayPal account. And I will inform y'all when it's coming so that y'all can make the proper adjustments when you're giving your contributions or just your offerings of thanks. Some people, hey, somebody today sent me an offering and just said, for Pastor Dow, period. Just for Pastor Dow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's beautiful. Oh, yeah. Mother Carol runs her literal rear end off, along with sisters that she has with her. And they get a lot of stuff from grocery stores. I do a lot of running to prepare for this feast. And enough can't be said about what's going on behind the scenes, not only with Mother Carol, but myself, the sisters that help her, and Sister Ashley running the order of the cooking thing. Of course, she runs everything past us. And this year was pretty proficient, though. What do you think with the to-go boxes, to-go plates and stuff? We was able to feed one group in an hour and 15 minutes. And you have to understand, feeding 850 people twice a day is no small task. And our brothers, you would not believe how many trips we made to the trash dump. And we have two dump trailers. And they were running every other day to the trash dump.
Yes.
Monkey Bastard said, praise strong, Pastor. Love the midnight videos. I'm telling you, my brother, Monkey Bass, you're right, man. And I can tell you right now, I know every bit is going to take straight with you after everybody left. There's still just a few people here. Man, that brother fixed our old tractor.
Yep. Who had a stack
up? What's his name?
But Matt.
Oh, yeah, brother Matt. Man, that brother's something. Man. Him and his family something else. I need to call brother Matt. I got brother Matt and his family in my radar.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's people like them. Most people want to know, what can I do to get on the community?
Yes.
That's what most people want to do.
Yes.
The Bible says, and if you want to hear what the Bible says, type in 2. Type in 2 if you want to know what the Bible says. The Bible says that a man's gift.
Yes.
Listen very closely. Makes room for him. That don't mean you make the room.
No.
And you try to determine.
Yes, true.
What the gift is. That ain't what it says.
True.
It says, implying, if you have a gift,
yeah,
it will make room for you.
Yes.
And watch what that room will do. And it will bring you before great men.
Yes.
Matt Schiff.
Yeah.
And his wife, Christina. That family is community ready.
Yes.
They're already ready. Out the box, they're ready. As hard as that sister worked in that reefer trailer down there?
Yes.
Had it impeccable. Impeccable. Nobody had to look over her shoulders. Everything accounted for.
Yes.
I mean, just on point.
Yes.
And then to see them walk the way they praise y'all and get down, and it's in their heart. It's just in their heart. See what's going on? Hold on, people. See what's going on? Don't let your own lips praise you.
Yes.
But the lips of another. See, just when you think that Pastor Dial ain't watching, mm-hmm. when you have that type of character, and when you have that type of work ethic, a man's gift will make room for him.
Yes.
And bring him before great men. We're not talking about somebody that just showed up one time and done something.
No.
This has been their history for years. Did you hear what I said? This has been their history for years. See, some of you out there, you trying to make room. And that ain't the way it works. That ain't the way you get the attention of great men. And I hardly ever even say a word to them. They probably don't even know that I see them. They probably don't even know that I see them. But that family, I'm going to give them the ops. I've never done this before. I'm going to tell you one thing. Matt and Christina Shipping family, y'all let me know if y'all want to be on the community. And that's another thing. They ain't never said nothing about being on no community. They never even made it up. You let me know if you want to be on the community. And believe you me, if I send you to a community, it'll be a perfect fit. And I'm just not going to send them, not them kind of people. I'm not going to send them just anywhere.
True.
You let me know when y'all, if y'all want to be on the community, we'll make a way. For y'all. See how it happens?
Yes.
And there's nobody on Straightway, not one person on Straightway that has reservations or would deny or would say ain't no way in hell. Not a one.
True.
The house is in order. The wife is in order. The children is in order.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, don't too many people get that kind of invite.
Yes, true.
Am I telling the truth?
That's true.
That means out of the hundreds of people that would love to be on community, you've already moved straight to the front of the line. Why? Because a man's gift.
Yes.
Make room for him. And bring him before great men. All praises to the Most High Yah.
All praises, yes, definitely.
So let me know, brother, if you ever, if you like you and your family to be on community. If you don't, fine with me. You're still a good brother and sister.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We had this old Alice Chama tractor. I think it was built in 1969. I think it was a year ago. The transmission went out.
Yes.
That brother came up here and said, when I get up there, I'm going to look at that thing. I seen it broke apart in another building. I didn't know what was going on until this morning. I saw Ray driving it down the hill, pulling stuff. I said, well, I'll be looking at that. And I was actually thinking about my spirit and another tractor, too. And I said, well, look at it, because that tractor's been a haul for us.
Yes.
That tractor's been a horse for us for 20 years.
Yeah.
And if it's born in six, this thing has made 60, 70, 80, 90, 2000, 10, 20. That thing is over 50 years old, that tractor is. Yeah. That thing is 51 years old. And he got that thing running.
Running well.
And I'm going to tell you again, that ain't the first thing and only thing his family has done.
True.
They asked to come to the feast early so that they can be an asset.
Yes.
They make themselves available. And they ask for nothing in return, and they look for nothing in return.
True. Very true.
They just want to be a blessing. They make no demands.
True.
They make no pushing, no nothing. I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm preaching.
Yes.
I'm teaching. Everybody want to know what it takes. How about a little bit of humility?
Yes.
Have you recognized the spirit on this family?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Can't miss it, can't
you? No.
Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous in his thoughts.
Yes.
And return to the Most High. And people just understand. But listen.
Yes.
Without prompting, without prodding, the Most High God doesn't have it in my spirit.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a point of it tomorrow to ask the elders, the teachers, the brothers, the deacons, for an account of them. I'm gonna make a point of that, ask for that. I don't think I'm missing it, though.
No. Definitely not.
Ha ha, says, repent and have one wife. That's amazing. I don't have any wives. I have a Shias. And what do you think about that asshole? He mad because he done saw my video and he can't handle it. Nah.
Too Roman.
You don't repent. But I tell you. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love to repent. I was repenting this morning in my morning devotion.
Yes.
Man, I was searching my heart, man. I probably need some deliverance. I was looking at something I need some deliverance on, man. And, of course, if you're going to need deliverance on something, what you got to do?
Repent.
Got to repent. In the ministry here, we have Isaiah. But we have to speak the common tongue of the native heathens. We have to use terminology likewise. How about that? Was that good? Was that good?
Clear and simple.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ray. You hit the dog, it holler. But we're going to be making a new cash app in the name of Straightway Truth Ministry and a new PayPal is coming. And it's going to be in the name of Straightway Truth Ministry, all going to the foundation. I appreciate each and every last one of your gifts. You can still keep giving and getting 2 weeks, getting up. If you want to send checks to the ministry, money orders or whatever, gifts, offerings, letters, support. Remember when Sister Wendy gives out the mailing address, it's not 632. It's 641 now. Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7. Well, we sure do have a lot of envious and jealous people, huh?
Yes, very true.
I made a video today talking about biblical polygyny, and it stung hard like a yellow jacket. I lit up all modern day perspectives.
Yes.
No wiggle room, just trashed them. And mind you, I'm driving
yeah.
a truck, and this is just off the cuff, just handling it, man. Yeah, a lot of people love that video. It's not going to get many views in my other videos because people are afraid of truth.
Yes.
I can put out a challenge to any theologian in the world. Now, I'm not a theologian, but the seal of my pastorship substantiates me. As opposed to getting some letter from some heathen organization that don't even follow the word. Hallelujah. Then I put out another one. Your political affiliation does not matter.
In the 72,000.
Yeah, I put out 70. They're going to fire. 70. Matter of fact, New York probably already done did it. But check this out. They're always talking about unemployment numbers and all this other stuff, and they're trying to mandate. Hear that? In a republic, in a representative republic, we don't have no damn Caesar. The president is not no damn dictator, the be-all, end-all. You just can't sit up there. I don't give a shit. He is president. He can't sit up there and make no damn blanket statements and expect America's supposed to bow down and serve this damn nitwit who asshole don't even know if he coming or going. Biden. Bull crap. And America is balking. They letting them know flat out real quick. They sticking up a big time little thing.
Yes, much little.
You ain't seen no football stadiums over the weekend?
Still, huh?
Yeah, 4 weeks running. Man, F. Joe Biden reigns throughout all of America. Everywhere he goes, he gets cussed out. Secret Service never can't do a damn thing. Why? Freedom of speech.
Yes.
They literally cuss his demented ass out. And mind you, I'm not making fun of anybody that has dementia.
Yeah.
But that thing,
yes.
That pedophile.
Yes.
Why ain't nobody saying nothing about his pedophilia? No. The way he touches on little girls and sniffs their hair, smelly skin, and getting all creepy close to them and stuff. If I was a daddy and I was up on his stage, you got close to my daughter like that, I probably went to jail because I slapped shit out of your ass right there on camera. I see my little girl repulsed back like this. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? That would have been the end of that. It's probably the reason why the most I don't have was in them type of position. I don't give a damn if you are the president. You can get some hands laid on you, you damn pedophile. I can't stand that mess people messing around with little children.
Yes.
What about you?
No, sir. No.
Well, other than that, I've been doing what I can to get back in the saddle. I know that we was in incognito somewhat during the feast. I think people don't really truly understand. I try my best to post a few things. I know we had other people posting those straightway jams. And then other brethren who have YouTube channels is posting stuff as well. But man, we had a wonderful feast.
Yes.
And I'm still just as tired as ever. And it's going to take every bit. Straightway, we've been working hard to try to get our grounds. Our grounds back in order. I saw you out there cutting grass today.
Yes.
Working hard to get our grounds back in order, and we just busy. Sister Summer was in there cooking in the dining hall all day today, because there's still quite a few people here on land. Mother Carol, day before, just running all over the place. We're trying to set things in order because I always make sure that straightway. Now, we have a few things that we must take care of on the land, you know, like trash, make sure we're filling up the water and stuff like that, and then still cut the grass once a week. But other than that, I shut it down. I shut it down for a whole week because of the labor of love that my family gives out here. It's such a labor of love. I mean, they be in it. Straightway, you know, you can't say enough about the family here, because it literally be all hands on deck. I mean, you couldn't even make the leadership meet because you're too busy setting up the sound system for midnight air that everybody could enjoy.
Yes.
And boy, you did a damn good job too. We was able to preserve our hearing this year. I would say the only thing we need is probably get some, maybe get some better monitors. Because we got the old monitors. Yeah, them the old PVs. I didn't know they still made PVs, but I was just old though, right? But boy, Teacher Shane had those big old good God concert speakers out there. And we had it kind of loud. He said, that ain't even, that's just half. I'm like, you got that kind of room? And Sister Allison, down in Straightway, South Carolina, you need either text call, either Summer, Mom Nellie, or Mama Carol, so I can get a hold of your ass. Dang. But I enjoyed all you children. I did. Now, I got a couple of mamas got to get on a couple of boys. Because during the feast, when we was taking our pictures, one of them was doing this. And the other two was cutting food. And she sent me a message by Messenger. I left it up. I left Facebook up, and I came up the next morning. It was a message on there. She said, you ain't got to worry about that ever again. I will correct that behavior. Oh, yeah.
I saw this while I'm mowing today. Some nice speed bucket.
Yeah, I'll teach you Shane. Look, this is the reason why it takes us a while, at least 3 or 4 days to clean up the land, because this is how somebody disposed of their pee bucket on our land, look. Mind you, we open up a home, your place of fellowship, your home, away from home. Even during the orientation, I said, welcome home. Did I not?
Yes.
And somebody decided to discard their pee bucket.
Yes.
And throw it over into the bushes. I understand when you have, you know, you see the reason why Moses had to continually keep making laws, because when you bring all these different personalities together, you're going to find out sooner or later that there are a couple of snakes and a couple of trashy people in Israel. And the only way, now don't worry about it, teach. And the only way that we ever going to figure out who those people are is we got to post cameras everywhere. And don't get me wrong. Michael Israel and them and Brother Tony and them, man, they set us up another camera security system. So whether y'all understand it or not, there's more cameras on this land than y'all know. And it seems like every single time they come up, they have a new camera system. And I think we're going to set up the next camera system at the old Chow Hall. We got one at Bridge Place, one at the new shop at the top of the hill, and one down here that they set up. And that's where they set up down there, man. Man, some of y'all may be in trouble. We catch some things y'all doing on camera.
Yeah.
And mind you, these are night vision ready. They don't come with no savvy stuff. And we're not setting up the cameras for that. We set up the cameras because we believe in OPSEC security.
Yes.
And we give sit reps. And we always have a roving guard. But to think that with all the praise, the worship, the laying on of hands, the healing that took place,
yes,
the fellowship, the coming together, that somebody would actually take that pee bucket and throw it over the bushes. I'm without words, teacher. I'm without words. But somebody in Israel got to be wicked. So it don't come as no surprise to us. It don't. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. But man, I tell you, what a feast. What a feast. I'm telling you, when I looked out in this sea of people, when Michael Israel was up there recording, brother, that was bigger than last Tabernacles. Brother Steve, if you don't mind, brother, I sent you, I know you're busy, but I sent you an updated picture of this year's Tabernacle. Could you please put that on the front page of the website, please? Wow. I got all kind of people. People just making all kind of judgments. Don't even know them, huh? And Elder Rupus now, man. Elder Rupus is Mokembe Mutombo tonight, boy. He's blocking everything. See? And you got to understand, people. The trolls, the jealous, the envious people, they ain't got nothing else better to do. Because the best minister on the face of planet Earth. Did you ever describe the Pharisees hounding Jesus everywhere he went?
Oh, yeah.
We got to have that.
Yes.
We have to question ourselves if it weren't so. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Somebody just got finished saying, how you start off so righteous and now everything's about money? Do it seem like everything about money to me? I will show you who somebody judge people based on money. Not before we go to a radio break. Uh-oh. Ah, that's my foot. We're going to get something windy in here. Let's give a radio break. And we'll be right back, and then we'll be taking your calls. Hallelujah. Where's my precious? Remember, 641, okay? 641.
Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $PastorDowell. That's $PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the friends and family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom. The King is coming.
Boy, that was a fast one, wasn't it? Dang, it's a good thing I didn't get up and use the bathroom, didn't I? But I know one thing, man. My sister be getting down. Huh? She gets down. Let me, my e-sword here. Teacher, in Mark chapter 12, e-sword is a nice thing to have, man. And let's go, let's just get straight to the point, man. Mark chapter 12, start at verse 41. Now, Yahshua, Jesus, he was really, truly interested, in how people gave offerings. So much so to the point, watch this, read.
And Jesus sat over against the treasury.
Now, wait a minute. I thought that when Jesus is righteous, right?
Yeah.
Jesus is holy, right?
That's right.
And there's not a man like the lowly Jesus, is it? Isn't that right?
True.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Though you're rich, you became poor, right?
Yeah.
And the one thing that Jesus did is he sat at the what?
He sat over against the treasury.
Over against the treasury. Now, mind you, let's bring this up to modern day. Straightway Truth Ministry. We have been doing this for almost 30 years.
Yes.
And if my memory serves me correct, we have never passed out an offering plate.
Never.
in the history of Straightway Truth Ministry.
Amen. That is so true.
I'm going to say it again. Have any of you, as long as you've been coming here, have you ever seen an offering plate handed to anyone in the tabernacle or in the congregation ever? Bear witness, please. We need somebody to bear witness. Because every Sunday the Christians do it.
Yes.
Every Sunday they do. We're going to test all these boats real quick. See, everybody will find something. Now look, here are all the people who actually, they know.
Yes.
They never seen us stop service to take up a collection.
Amen.
Y'all never seen Straightway ever hold a pastor appreciation.
Never.
Come on now, bear witness to the truth. Not all you naysayers out there that don't know us, you trolls and dogs who can't stand righteousness. Fill up the measure of your cup.
Mm-hmm.
You of your father the devil and the lust of your father you would do. Ah, look at all these people bearing witness to the truth. Now, we modernize this. Let's just say if we take up an offering in the assembly, that would be like me coming down out of the pulpit and standing right next to it, right there, and watching people cast in their offering.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that? Here's Jesus.
Yes.
Watching people cast in their offering.
Uh-huh.
He's right there.
Yes.
Do you know what type of motivation that will cause on people knowing that the Messiah is sitting right there watching you? Give, give, give. Give it in Jesus' name. Give, give, give. You know what kind of pressure would be on people if you sitting up there in the treasury,
Yeah. You
getting ready to give of your substance, and mind you, he already know what you make.
Mm-hmm.
He know what you're doing.
Yep.
He know if you're withholding a tithe. He know if you're withholding an offering. He'll know if you owe a sin offering. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Can you imagine that? Teach, how many people? Do you think those people would dig a little extra?
Oh, yeah.
If Yahshua was sitting there right in that offering plate.
Yeah, they won't be impressed, yeah.
And some of them did. And like I said, I wonder how much would people give if we took up an offering and I came out of the pulpit and I stood right next to the person holding the plate and I watched everybody pass by as they give an offering. All I'm doing is just modernizing.
Yeah.
Just putting emphasis on it so y'all can see what's taking place. Verse 41, so we don't lose it.
And Jesus set over against the treasure.
Against the treasure. He right there, come on,
and beheld.
And he did what?
He beheld.
He looked.
How the people cast money into the treasure.
Notice, no, most people don't get this. But he beheld how the people. Let me give you an example here for a second. Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Keep your hands on that plow and hold on. Get ready.
if you were arrogant and prideful, y'all let me know if y'all want me to stop. We'll go into the phone calls. Just say preach or either stop. And we'll go either way. Make no difference to us. Here are a couple of ones out there. Carol, bring me a couple of pennies in that box, that black box in front of me. Come on now, just let me know where you want to stop. We'll stop. So, I mean, you know, it takes preaching, don't it, teach you? It takes preaching to bring this out. Y'all hear Israel? It says, and he beheld how people cast money into the treasury. Huh? And many that were rich. Are you following me? What did they do?
They cast in much.
Boy, they were prideful, wasn't they?
These plates, don't we?
Boy, when they walked past that place, boy, they were prideful, wasn't they? Huh? I bet they had silver or gold. I bet they were sitting by waiting for him and seeing Jesus sitting there. And I bet they were like this. Got everybody looking. Look. Got everybody looking. Look. Woo! Hey! And they that were, read that again.
And many that were rich.
That were what?
Rich.
And notice, many that were what?
Rich.
Man, they were probably having money out, folding it over and everything, and fanning it, and couldn't wait to walk up there and look at Jesus, and, you know, got to let everybody see it, and then probably just, nose stuck up in the air, and then they just gladly placed it in there and walked a prideful butt all down the road. Wow, boy. And such are some of you. And then there came
a certain poor widow.
A certain poor widow.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And she threw in two mites.
She threw in two mites into the same offering plate, same treasury. Certain will she came in, and I promise you, when she had that, her nose was stuck up in the air. I bet she had humility, and I bet she was even ashamed that all she could give. I said a key word there.
Mm-hmm.
That all she could give. I said a key word there, that all she could what?
Give.
I bet she went up there in humility. Huh? What do you want, Ben, teach?
Oh, yeah.
She went up there with humility.
Shame face,
and probably covered up her offering.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Probably cover up their offering. She covered it up and kind of just put it in there and then just walked away. Reteach.
Which make a farthing. And he, Jesus, calling to him his disciples.
Not everybody standing around. The ones that followed him. His taught ones. Said, come here, it's time for me to teach. I want y'all to see something. Come here, disciples. Come here, tall ones. I want y'all to see something. I got to show you something here. Come on.
That said unto them.
What did he say?
Verily I say unto you.
Truly I say unto you.
That this poor widow.
That is what?
This poor widow.
Who only had two mites. Come on.
Has cast more in.
Cast more?
More.
More?
More.
More. More in. man, you had, he said there was many that was rich. They were coming, man, they were coming left and right, making a treasury fat. Huh?
Yes.
They come by, the next one come by, bam, bam, just slap it down. Bam, walk off proudful, nose all stuck up in the air. Huh? But Yahshua said, that that little woman who cast in two mites, come on, read on,
has cast more in.
She cast in more
than all they which have cast into the treasure.
We're going back to the principles, the way y'all taught us from the very beginning. You know, unless a man forsake all that he has, if you want to have eternal life, sell that you have. And all that believe were together and had all things common, boy, some of you going to miss the kingdom.
Yes.
You're going to literally miss the kingdom playing games. Come on.
For all.
For all.
They did.
What did they do?
They did cast of their abundance.
It didn't hurt.
Yes.
When they gave. They didn't feel it when they gave. They had plenty of substance, and they gave of all that they had. Boy, this would be a good message for prosperity teachers, wouldn't it? I hope they don't see this. But in truth, man, these people are not even suffering when they give.
No.
But this woman, she cast in how much?
But she of her want.
All that she had. She cast in all that she had.
Even all her living.
Even all her living. So you tell me what the hell that you gave. Everything that she had, all of her substance was rolled up into those two mites. These people thought they were doing something because they were casting in of their abundance. How many times did I have to tell y'all that Pastor Dowell ain't playing no games? Y'all looking at a real man of Yahweh's generation. I myself, along with my family, that teacher, dad, dad, mom, dad, all those, we literally impoverished ourselves.
Yes.
We went to zero. And we had no choice but to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we sell all that we had,
yeah. We
gave it all and gave it to the poor. And the poor are the ones that have a message preached to them. And some of you, boy, you're going to miss the kingdom. How many times? I want to ask y'all, how many times does this asshole come in here talking about money? Looked like the king was very interested in money because it was connected to your heart.
Uh-huh.
And wherever your treasure is,
yes,
there will your heart be also. That's the reason why, men, you can't give a damn thing. Because you're not appreciative of what God's done for you.
Yes.
You want eternal life, but you don't want to give up your life. Boy, I'm preaching now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all got me started now. Boy, the devil got me started in here. Thank God for the devil. He got me started in here.
Yeah. Stir it up.
Woo! If it wasn't for the devil coming in here, I would have never had this message coming out here tonight. Some of you going to hold on to your riches. Hold on to your job security. Hold on to everything that you have.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss the kingdom. I cannot tell you how many times in the law, in the prophets, in the writings of the message, and the Acts of the Apostles, how many times he's given us direction just like this. How many times did Yahshua talking about giving?
Giving.
Giving. Unless a man forsake
all
that he has, he can in no wise be my disciple. And if some of you think that this is just for that time back then, what do you have to understand? This is the eternal speaking. When he says the one, he says all.
Yes.
And most of you just want to poo-poo it. You want to act like that, you want to act like that, that, oh, that's not for me. He hasn't called me to that. Bullshit!
True.
Oh, he's called some of you to a living burning hell because you done failed the test.
Yes.
You have failed the test. I know I preached on the Sabbath. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Some of you, your comforts in life, your money, your house, your homes, everything that you got. See, it's okay for Pastor Dow.
Yeah.
It's okay for Mother Carol, Mom and Dad Dow, and Teacher Shane. It's okay for us to forsake all and give all. Then we have, but you have a whole new leaf on life. You got a whole new book, whole new testimony. You ain't got to follow the instructions. At least that's what you think. Man, some of you in trouble. You in some serious trouble. You live in them nice cities. Ain't nothing nice about them. In the comfort of convenience. You can drive within a 5-mile radius. You can go to the ball game, to the mall, to the food court, to your job, and back home.
Got it all.
Now, y'all don't want to hear this now, do you? I expect for it to be falling off right now, because, see, you ain't going to hear this in Christianity. Tell the truth and shame the devil, Pastor Dow. Tell the truth and shame the devil. The devil came and inspired his message. Oh, it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here. See, listen, don't fool around with this man of God. I ain't like these other men. I'm not like these mama calling daddy sense selfish ass people. No, I'm not. See, hand me that thing right there. There's a stove on that check right there. This right here is a cashier's check stub for the land that the ministry purchased in Alabama for saints on the Most High Yah. And you think you got a right to judge me? The saints of the Most High Yah, they give to us. And we put it, well, as well. How do they say it in the book of Acts? And Yah added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. And then he turned around and he gave them according to as every man had need. This is what it cost to purchase the land down in Alabama. And many of you don't have to worry about gloating in it because you didn't give a damn thing for the poor. That's what it costs. Shut the hell up. All your phony damn preachers and teachers and shit, y'all just shut the hell up. Shut the hell up! Listen, I ain't got to prove nothing to the world yet, but what I'm doing is just slapping the devil around. I'm slapping the damn devil around. And guess what? Pastor Dow, the teacher Shane's not going to live on that land.
No.
Glory to the King. All praises to the Most High God.
Yes. Amen.
The Master giveth and he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the HaMashiach.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All praises to the Most High Yah. All praises to the Most High Yah. I know y'all can't wait for this earth to be rid of us righteous people. I know you can't wait for it. I know you can't wait for it. Because we are a stench and a stigma in your wicked-ass noses.
Light
shine so damn bright you like a bunch of cockroaches when the light come on. You stir in the dark. Got me stirred up in here. Yeah, you $51,000, you put in your own damn pocket. Worry about your own little family, your own little substance with your sour ass. That's the reason why most of us won't give it to you.
Yes. True.
Tell your preachers and teachers, come on, ante up, damn it. Post up!
Come on.
Post up!
Come on. Beat the sheep.
They see people. Ooh, boy, I tell you what, man. Bless y'all, Brother Allen, Brother Emiliano.
Well deserved. Yes.
Shoot. I forget the name of the brother right now from Washington State. You know what I'm talking about. Bless y'all. You better believe between Straightway Georgia and Straightway Tennessee, we're gonna be working diligently. Hopefully to y'all on that land within a year. When I mean on that land, I'm not talking about just about moving in. I'm talking about established. Brother Caleb, that's right. Brother Caleb. Bless y'all. Truth and shame the devil, damn it. Now who want this smoke? Huh? Now who want this smoke? I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but y'all looking at real true history here. We ain't playing no games. We obeying this book. Man. Bless, Brother Ugly. Good to see you. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Let me put this E-sword down here. Put his E-sword down here. You're all right, teacher.
Very well.
Yeah. let me make sure that y'all know now. Look what it says. See the total right there, right? Look what it says over here. What does it say? Pay to order what? Alabama Farm Credit. Alabama Farm Credit! From who? Remember who? Straightway Truth Ministry. What does it say? Land purchase cashes check. Customer copy. Come on now! Come on! Come on!
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Brother Marty. See, what these people are doing is they're sending up timbers, as the old people used to say.
Yes.
They're sending up timbers to the kingdom gone before them. You can't do nothing like this unless y'all is dealing with you.
Yes.
You can't do nothing like this unless y'all is with you.
I mean.
Who wants the smoke? All right, that's enough time for the devil, all right? That's enough, he's tough-telling and running now. He done put his head between his. He's just like a wet dog when you smack him on the tail. You better believe I'm well. I'm more than well. I'm happy. I'm motivated. I'm intense. I'm excited.
Heart indicted in a good matter.
You better say it again.
Heart indicted in a good matter.
You know why? Because if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for y'all giving us the direction and the instruction, that's right, Caleb. Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! If it wasn't for the Most High Yah giving us the instruction, the motivation, the direction by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh and stuff, we couldn't do it, because without him, we can do nothing. And for that and with that and because of that, we say all praises to the Most High Yah in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, Father.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Straightway still bringing forth that fruit, isn't he? Fruit is undeniable. Straightway still that good tree.
Yes.
Man, where we at? Guest caller number 310-982-4226. First caller, Texas. I believe it was 832. Isn't that South Carolina?
Texas.
All right, Texas, 832. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Straight with you, radio broadcast. Now listen to me, y'all. When I come on here, I'm going to call you your area code out. I'm going to give you plenty of time to respond, because I know that there's a ministry delay, a broadcast delay. All right? And in that broadcast delay right there, you need to make sure you're listening to me on your phone and you're away from the computer or anything that is transmitting.
Yes.
So that we can have a clear-cut conversation. Because you may say something that will inspire somebody else.
Yes.
You may ask something or do anything that somebody else may have in their heart already, and then there's no need for them calling in. You had already answered it.
Amen.
I thank y'all for Jesus, man.
Hallelujah.
I do, man. Spirit of truth. Call him 832. Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight with You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Bless Pastor, bless Teach, Brother Vincent.
Ah, we know that voice from anywhere. Come on, Brother Vincent. How you doing, man?
Man, we got back safe, Pastor. It was a long drive, but I missed y'all already. Boy, you're bringing a fire tonight, Shepherd.
Well, the devil started it by making an accusation, a false accusation, and we just lit him up.
Glory to the King. All praises.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring a recap. You was asking about the feast. Man, this feast, that song, let me start with this. That song, that first song you sang, that Shabbat, what was it called, The Kingdom Shepherd?
Oh, yeah. Psalms 20.
Man, fire. That song, I can't stop listening to it.
We get it.
That song is just, it's my opinion now. I think it's the best one yet. That's just my opinion, though.
That's because it's new.
Yeah.
And remind you, Lord God tell us to sing unto him a new song. That's the reason why we're coming out with so many songs.
Yes, sir. It's just,
you know,
it's so much fun to see.
Because Brother Allen, he wrote that song. Compose is the one who put the music to it, right? Compose, Brother Allen had somewhat of the music to it, but I made up the bass line to the song. And then the Brother Britt and all them that played the song, man, they just went on and perfected the thing, man. And then the singers just gave it all. What you got, honey? All right. If I see it on it, yeah. But, man, I tell you what, my brother. That song right there, I asked Rob Mathis when it was going. I said, hey, Rob, I said, what do you think about this? And he said, man, this is a battleground right here, man. It's ready for war.
Hey, he wasn't lying. The way that the drums roll in, the way that we cry now, Yah, hear us from your throne. I mean, it is a battle song.
Hey! Come on, my brother.
It is a battle song. Pastor, it's just been a pleasure being with you. Just a recap of the feast. I personally got some healing, some deliverance. I had some great fellowship for all the saints that were not able to make it. You know, it's so worth it to be on the land. The labor of love that y'all put out, Pastor constantly running around making an effort to say hello to everybody. I love y'all for your labor of love. Special shout out to Deacon Bell and Sister Ashley, the Bell home. Got some good counsel. They also, the store, you know, that Thursday night with, I forget the name, but, you know, where the sisters sell everything on the store, the vendors. That,
oh, yeah.
Everything, just keep the money in Israel. Keep the money in Israel. It is, every product is good.
Hey, you circulate the money in Israel. If it gets the straight way, you see what we do with the money.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk about the branch
more.
Go ahead. No. No, sir.
Need I say more?
No, sir. No, sir.
And as the whole statement goes, shall we begin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything you say just brings forth truth, Pastor. And it's all backed up. It's all backed up. And we love you for it. I'll say one more thing. That the branch, Leviticus 23, with the wave offering. Yes, sir. We had a lot of fun with that a couple of nights with the children. Some of the mothers brought the children up, and we did some music. Deacon Bell had asked me to do it every night that we could do it. I think it was like three nights we did it. I'm not sure who has footage of it. Some folks took some video, but it was a lot of fun. We got to praise, and, you know, it's new, and I didn't exactly know how to do it, so I just had them waving the branches, saying, hey, wave the eye, wave the eye. And we were singing praises for about 30 minutes a couple of nights. It was a lot of fun.
That's how you do it. And they're right. That's a
yes,
wave
sir.
Over. You did it perfectly.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Shep. I just want to give a shout-out about the feast. And, one more. Also, the steel building. We got a chance to lay some hands on the roof. That was awesome. I've never done steel work at all. And Brother Tristan and Praiseland, they headed that up. And it was a lot of fun, not just to help, but to learn and to understand what they were doing. It was a lot of fun. I overcame a fear of heights, too. Overcame a fear of heights. Glory to the King.
Brother Vince. I appreciate you playing the music with the children, man, showing up there, man, and giving all your heart, your soul. I really, truly do. You and Rosa and the children, man. Y'all blessing, man. Y'all stay the course. And mind you, just submit yourself to y'all, man. He'll make a way out of no way.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I asked the sister Rosa, I'm going to let them say Shabbat Shalom before we go. I'm not sure if you saw it. But she got up there. She got up there and sang in the fellowship when we were doing it for one of them songs. I think it was End of Days, man. She got some in. And Sister Victoria. I think both of them were up there. It was a lot of fun. Here they come. Here they come. Hang on. All right, y'all. Happy day.
Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, Rosa. How you doing?
Doing well, catching up on laundry.
Oh, yeah, I bet you will. I can believe that. Hey, you do know, and all y'all do know, that y'all don't have to run around with dirty clothes here. If y'all have a bunch of it stacking up during the feast, we have a creek down here that's running water. I mean, straightway, we used to just wash all our clothes in that creek with a washboard and everything. I mean, you can't get down in that creek and get it done and stuff and then hang them out and dry and be right it off.
Yes, sir. I think that's what we're going to have to do from now on.
All right, children want to say Shabbat Shalom. Come on, y'all, say Shabbat Shalom, Pastor T.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Mother Carol, Sister Summer, and Mama Betty, and Messiah, and Pastor Dal.
Come on.
Man, you remember everybody, don't see
that. Pastor Dal. Mother Carol.
Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And Sakai's finally eating food.
He's talking about our little one. He finally got our food. Bless y'all.
Hallelujah.
Bless y'all. We love you, Shep. Bless you.
Bless you. Love you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You know, teacher, you've been here the same amount of time I have. I think what's wrong with this damn generation, it is, it's spoiled. Yes. It don't know how to be thankful. It don't know how to be grateful. Do you know how many years of labor of love that you and I along with the people here, are straightway have laid the foundations of this land.
Yes.
You know the reason why we lay the foundation, right? So everybody else can bitch, right, complain, and murmur, and every damn thing else. You know what I mean? Because it ain't shit. You know what I mean? We laid the foundation. We made all the sacrifices so they can complain their ass off.
Yeah.
Every damn day. And mind you wasn't here when the foundation was laid.
No.
And you wasn't supposed to be here when the foundation was laid, but you're supposed to be here to build on it.
Yes.
It's not to tear it down, damn it.
Enter into our labor.
You're supposed to enter in. It says,
enter in our labor. See, yeah.
I want to hear no more of this damn murmuring and griping shit.
Yes.
Ungrateful. You know what? What is that scripture saying? This generation will be an ungrateful and unthankful and unholy generation.
Yeah.
A generation that's right in its own eyes.
Yes.
That's what Benson was talking about. Man, I'm tired of preaching to the devil. Let's talk to this sheep again, all right? Texas 903-903. This is Pastor Dow. Now, some of you people, you really truly need to be reminded of while you was out there feasting and playing, we were fasting and praying. And we were working our damn bones off and our fingers off and our sweats off to the brow. Also, you can enter into a labor that the Most High Yah has given us.
Yes.
Now you see the reason why our fuse is short when it comes to murmuring and complaining and griping and shit?
Yes.
I didn't even show you Teacher Shane hands. I'm 55 years old. You ain't got no hands look like that. Your hands don't look like that. They don't look like that. They do not look like that at all. Your body ain't broke down because you was laboring for the kingdom. Uh-oh. We got crickets in here now, don't we? And I ain't trying to make you feel sorry, but if I did make you feel sorry, I did it for a godly sort.
Yes.
If you can comprehend and understand that. Better learn how to, learn how to be grateful. Learn how to be thankful. Pray in the morning.
Yeah.
Stay in a spirit of humility.
Yeah.
Now, spoiled-ass brats.
Yeah.
Ain't did a damn thing to deserve the kingdom. You expect every damn thing.
True.
And you people think that the Most High Yah is going to send Pastor Dow and Teacher Shane to a living burning hell because we say damn, hell, bastard, and bullshit. The Most High said, look, he's not unrighteous to forget our labor of love which we have shown towards him. Where you fit in that? Where do you fit in that equation? Man, you don't know him. You don't know him. We'll see, though, ain't we? One thing for sure, we all going to test that boast. Every single one of us is going to test that boast. And the King of Glory, he going to judge.
Yes.
I can only imagine what David was saying when he was destroying the Amalekites. Ooh, I bet that was ugly. Ooh, I bet there was a bloodletting ugly boy. Ooh, wait.
He was strong.
Man. They don't know y'all, man. They've been deceived by Rome.
Yeah.
903-903, Pastor Dow, get on Street with you. Radio broadcast, how can I help you?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom, Teacher Shane. This is Chad.
Shabbat Shalom.
Tyler. This is Shastian out of Tyler, Texas.
Who?
Shastian, Brother Shastian.
Shastian out of Tyler. You know I went to Tyler, Texas 2 times. I have been to Tyler, Texas 2 times.
Yes, sir.
That's way before your time, though. But what you got, my brother?
Yes, sir. This is my fellowship out of Dallas, Texas with Brother Jonathan. And I just wanted to call and give my thanks and appreciation. First, all praise and glory and honor to the Father. It was just amazing to be on your land and
Hold on. I don't want to mess up your testimony. Keep your spirit, okay?
Yes, sir.
Keep the same spirit you got. But this is Yah's land. We're just occupying it. When I speak,
hallelujah.
I usually say our home. Our home. I don't ever say my home. Is that right?
That's right.
You come to our house. That's what I say, right?
Yes, all
right.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I'm not rebuking you or reproving you or correcting you, brother. I'm just getting the people in the future. Because I know
yes,
they're
sir.
Coming in that vein.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But go ahead, brother, on with your testimony. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Bless you for that correction. It was beautiful to be with all of Israel and to just see all the praise and worship and see the Father move. I got to experience my first mass deliverance, and it was just beautiful to see.
Hold on for a second, brother. We got to slow you down
sir.
Now. You're running 100 miles an hour. We got to slow every time you turn around, you're saying something.
Brother, I'm excited, Pastor. My apologies.
If that was your first mass deliverance, have you ever seen any power like that?
No, sir. That's a big capital N-O.
And guess what the book says? And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Samaria and Jerusalem, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Yes.
But go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to try my best. You think you're excited. I'm excited. Yeah, man, it's true. Me and teacher, we have a revival every Shabbat night, man. But go ahead, man. I'm gonna let you talk, and I'm going to do my best to interrupt when I make no promise.
No, bless you, Pastor. It's good to just be in conversation with you. Yes, sir, and praise and worship, man. It was I've always watched it on TV, but just to be there and to hear live and just I could feel the spirit moving. I was recently filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Feast of Trumpets of this year. So to be there and to hear it in person, it was just, man, it was so much joy. And it's just so exciting. I can't even explain it. It's something that I don't ever want to miss again. Future feast, Father's will.
Well, like I say, get your name in early.
Yes,
get
sir.
Your name in early.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then also, I just wanted to say, man, it's amazing. I mean, just hearing you, Pastor, you always talk about all the work that goes in to building the ministry. You were just mentioning laying the foundation. It was just beautiful to even see the little thing. Well, it's not a little thing, but the food. I mean, it's not, you know, it wasn't any skipping on the food. You all served, I mean, great, great meal throughout the whole feast. My son, he came with me. It was just amazing just to see how much love and service you give to all the saints to come out to Yah's land and to be a part of it and just feast and joy and fellowship with each other. It was beautiful.
My brother, I couldn't do it by myself because I have a support group behind me.
Yes, sir.
Our Greek Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in the Messiah. Don't forget Phoebe and them too. You know what I mean? And there are many houses that salute you. See, in other words, Paul, he had much help.
Yes.
I got a lot of help. I have a lot of help. And man, I tell you, with the sisters, man, the way they serve.
Yeah.
The way that Mother Carol and sister actually organized this, man,
yes.
All for the comfort of the saints.
Yes.
And the way that the service, everybody's on the serving team from the little girls is turning into women all the way up. Man, they give their heart, their soul, their mind, and spirit. And I make sure I acknowledge them. I always acknowledge them. Because, man, I tell you, it is a team concerted effort.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I do.
Yes, sir.
I bless them, and I love them for their labor of love. And that's exactly what it is. It's a labor of love. All the way from Brother Josh. Brother Josh didn't think I'd seen him, man. Brother Josh Turner from Virginia.
Yes.
Man, he would bring up the food almost every single day from the bottom of the land with the help of some brothers.
Yes.
To make sure that hot meals would get up there in them Camaros.
Yes.
Then I went out and purchased some more. People always said, two Camaros and a dolly is almost $1,000. And we got eight of them. And that's just in order to keep the food hot for the saints.
Yes.
There is so much going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
That time would fail me to acknowledge and call out every one of them names. So that's why I just call a few, and everyone is associated with them. You know who you are.
Yes.
And some of you, all you want to do is show up and be catered to. All you want to do is say, well, my master got me doing this, and my master got, let me tell you something. If you ever get called upon to do a duty here, we got something for you and your master. Y'all use that damn crap as a damn excuse to not do a damn thing. I want all you sisters, next time somebody on this land, to say, well, my master, come and get me. Come and get me. Please come and get me. And I'm going to go by see her and her master. These people don't know how to function in the kingdom. But I'm going to teach you. Israel, teach. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you. In other words, Pastor Dow watches and hears everything, whether you like it or not. Come on with it, my brother. I got a few phone calls. I may not even get to them all tonight. Is there any lies here tonight?
Come yes, on, sir. My bless brother. You, Shepherd. Yes, sir. Bless you. I thank the Father. I'm able to hear your word and receive your word and to be a part of this ministry. And I just want to personally call and thank you and just say those words. Bless you well.
So let me ask you a question. This is your first time on
yes,
the
sir.
Land, right?
Yes, sir.
I want you to speak the truth to the people. None of this is rehearsed. Speak the truth to the people of the type of man that you have seen of Pastor Dow. Since it's your first time on the land, first time meeting me. What's your
Pastor, the biggest word that I can really think, and not to sound cliche, is humble. Because I think you have so many people there on the land. I know you have your security team, but me being, you know, just Shashin, I was able to walk up to you, introduce myself. You gave me a big old hug. You gave my son a big old hug. And it was just, it's beautiful to see a man of Yah like this, that humble, knowing the statue and what you've done for Israel through the Father. That's the one word I can, humble and loving.
My brother, bless you. You have a wonderful night. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, stay connected, all right? We're in the dead season,
yep.
So Satan going to try to take you out, so stay connected, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. What a beautiful call that was. Oh, man, June. Let's go to Canada. Sister June. She flew all the way to Brother Steve and Sister Winter place to keep Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
Sister June did. 403. 403. Sister June. Man, you see the pictures on Facebook of them, man? Man, that was beautiful, man. Stephen Winter dropped him off at the airport. Steve said, unmasked in Toronto. Woo, boy. Sister June, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you, my sister?
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. And honor goes to our Father. Hallelujah. And I had a great adventure, and I want to share my testimony to curse my family, and it was amazing. Second time I flew by myself. The first time it was back in 1978, but I wasn't alone. Y'all was with me. He was opening doors for me to got me help in the airport, and then it's like and my suitcase went on its own trip. So it's like my suitcase came back home the next day. So it's like I'm thankful to y'all, but I went there to Brother Steve and Sister Wanda with a servant heart to help them to not to be a burden, and I had a grind of time helping them to do toilet mats. It's a hallelujah, and and I blew the surf ball for the first time too. Hallelujah. And it surprised Brother Steve too. It's like, whoa, June. It's like. And so it's like I am very thankful to the Father, and I was obedient to the Father. He told me when to go and when to come back. I was like, when I was at Brother Steve and Sister Wanda, I was like, wondering, how come I have to go back on September the 29th. Well, then Brother Steve and Sister Wanda found a little more Bible verse. Second Carter Nicholas, 7:8-10.
Sanctuary,
7:8-10.
Okay, come on.
Yes. And so then it hit me. It's, now I understand why you wanted me to leave on the 29th. Because I was living out the Bible.
That's right.
And I'm like, hallelujah. I'm like, that is a great testimony. Praise God. And I was like walking around in Brother Steve and Sister One without the walker too, walking around a lot. Hallelujah. And I taught them how to make pierogies too.
Sister June, bless your heart. You made the trek up in Canada from one end of the land to the other.
Yes.
Was able to fellowship with the Israelites up there. It was a wonderful thing to see y'all, especially baptizing Brother Steve and them up there baptizing, and then to see y'all in the pictures and stuff. And now, Brother Steve, you're getting old, man. You starting to break up some gray hair here, huh? Man, it's so nice to see y'all. It really truly is.
Shepherd, I'm so thankful I got back to tap too. Hallelujah. And the night before I went to the airport, the demons and the evil spirits was really going at me. And
yeah,
I overcame them. Because they knew when I went there, I would get baptized, and I killed the old woman. Hallelujah, praise God.
Sister June, thank you for your wonderful testimony, all right?
You're welcome. Bless you.
Stay connected, my sister. Love you dearly.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. That is Sister June up in Canada. And Yah saw the multitude of the overcomers. And he saw them worshiping Yahweh. Some of them were singing. Some of them were shouting. But they were all worshiping Yahweh. Oh, praise Yahweh. That's what we're doing. 916, Brother Matt. That's my ship. Down in M-I-letter-letter-crooked-letter-crooked-letter-crooked-letter-M-I-letter-letter-crooked-letter-I. Man, I don't know how to say this stuff. Mom and Dad used to say this stuff to us all the time. I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? I'm like, Mississippi, man.
Yeah, Mississippi.
I'm like, man, Mama, what are you talking about? Man, good God, mercy, help me, Father.
Humpback.
Yeah, see, humpback, there it is. Run back. 916, Pastor Dow. You know, Sherry 2 Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd.
Shabbat Shalom, bro, Matt. How can I help you, my brother?
Oh, bless you, Shepherd. I cannot tell you how honored I am just to hear you say my name and to hear you speak so highly of me. It is so humbling, and I am so grateful that I was even mentioned. I thank you so much and bless you and your household. I had such an amazing time on the land. Tabernacles was absolutely just, it was everything and so much more. I received some massive deliverance. I received some healing, and I got to do, you know, my gifts made room for me. And I thank you so much for being such a strong man of Yah, and for I've heard your voice, and now I'm here, and I'm so glad.
Well, hallelujah, my brother. Make sure you follow through with Elder Doug, okay, and let me know, all right? You can let it be known right now. If you accept my proposal now, man, then let it be known now.
I am letting you know, Shepherd, I am so honored that absolutely, yes, I totally accept the office that you put before me.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be in contact with you, all right, my brother?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And welcome.
Yes, sir.
To the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Shepherd.
Bless you, my brother. Anything else?
That's it. I just thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bro, you know, Brother Matt is an old Marine, too. Yeah. Old Jawhead. Missouri, 816-816-816-816-816. And then after Missouri, we're going to 612, Brother Gene. And then we're going from 612 to 713 to Brother Van. Now, do that to speed it up a little bit, because we're getting at the close end. We only have a few minutes left before it's lines in. Anybody mention anything about the damn lines in? Or I ain't know what. You heard anything? You seen? I ain't seen nothing.
I looked on Facebook. Ain't
nothing. Lines in. Is that lines in tonight? Yeah, Super 5. Oh, good. El Rufus got it. He said yes. I can't wait. Can't wait. I love my brothers up in Indy. You hear me? I do. I love my brothers up in Indy. They're some special kind of brothers.
Yes.
All of them. Man, I'm telling you, man, they here.
Yes.
They here.
Yes.
They got some cleaning up to do, a little bit rough around the edges.
That's good.
Well, that's good, though.
That's good.
We want to work with them.
Yeah.
Because they here.
They plow.
Love the spirit. Love the spirit, because they'll get in a damn muck with your ass. And come out smelling like roses.
Yeah.
That's the ending.
Yes.
Straight up. Missouri 816, Pastor Dow, you know, straight with Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, my servant. Shabbat Shalom, Teacher Shane.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. I just want to give a quick recap of the Feast of Tabernacles. First of all, according to the King, it was extremely beautiful watching and being able to partake in fulfilling the commands of the Most High, keeping the feast, rejoicing. The praise was off the chain. My goodness. It was beautiful.
Bro, Josh.
My brother Ben. Yes, sir.
Man, I love the way you read them scriptures, brother. And I love the demeanor that you have as a young man.
Yes.
I promise you, keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
And I promise you, you in my crosshairs as well.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Pastor Corey, you ain't always have him. We'll move him off somewhere else.
Yes.
Here's my mule. Some people don't even know what we talk. We're going to have to let everybody in on that one, okay? We're going to let them in on that one day because they don't get that one right there. Now, hold my hand. Don't worry about it. We'll explain it to y'all one day, I promise you. That's kind of like an inside joke between me and Teacher Shane. I mean, anyway. Glory to the King. But you ain't going to always be there either. We're moving you on. Moving you on to somewhere else. But that's just the way it is. Glory to the King. Come on, John, speak. Ever hold your peace.
Hallelujah. But yes, sir. The rejoicing was beautiful. The word, my Jesus. The Yah that was being preached, that was off the chain as well. You know, it's definitely hitting hard for myself. I just praise the Most High for y'all. You know, I thank all the leaders, you know, that's listening. I got a chance to sit at the feet of and all the older men. You know, I really do appreciate the wisdom and the understanding that y'all continue to pour into myself and to the younger generation. Highly, highly appreciate it. So that's all I got. And then children being filled with the Ruach. Dang, that was a big highlight, you know, just seeing obviously some work has been done, you know, in the homes where these seeds, they had a desire to go after the Holy Spirit. And watching Yah enter into them was just, it was a beautiful sight to see. So I praise
God. Isn't that true?
Yes. Yes. Hey, it was beautiful, man. I thank y'all for sealing, you know, these seeds. And my hope is that they desire for the Most High continues to grow so that they stay in this thing, even when they reach their old age. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you, teacher.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
I ain't got to worry about that, y'all, man, right there. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Josh. See, now let's go over this one more time before we take the next call, all right? A man's gift.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a young man.
Yes.
Make room for him.
Oh, yes.
Ever since I've known that young man,
yes.
He's been righteous from his youth up.
Yes.
Not that he desired any damn thing. He don't desire nothing but just to be righteous.
Yes.
And we're going to move him too.
Yes.
That's not to say that he's moving from unrighteous to righteous. He's just saying we're going to move you to another place.
Yes.
So that your gifts can better be used.
Yes.
Just like we're moving Brother Matt.
Yes. Yes.
Brother Matt can't stand no damn Mississippi. M-I, letter, crooked, humpback, crooked, crooked. How you say that shit, Teacher Shane? I don't even know how to say that. I can say that.
Well, but you close.
Damn. That's tough, though, man. I would ask Mama. I can't do it no more. Mama Dow, 82 years old, man. I mean, I'm trying to ask her how to say it, man. She used to say it all the time. I'm like, Mama, what are you doing? I'm spelling Mississippi. I say, no, you ain't, you South.
My mom used to say,
For real? That must be a East Nashville thing. That's got to be an East Nashville thing. That's got to be an East Nashville thing. It's got to be. Good God of mercy. And you know what? No matter how many times we show you examples in front of us, from you still ain't going to get it. I got Brother Robert and Sister Deidre.
Oh, yes.
They are down there in Straightway, Georgia East, taking care of the land, watching over our beloved Mama Monty. I love Mama Monty. You hear me? I love Mama Monty. I understand Mama Monty very good. Very disciplined woman. Very dedicated woman. You too, Daniel. See y'all soon. Man, they are transforming that land. I told them what to do, how to handle it for what they do. Don't get the, you know, the big eyes. You see all that land, you want to just get going. And let me thank all you brothers. From Brother Brent Crago from Straightway, Columbia, Tennessee, as well as all you brothers from Straightway, Georgia, and the outskirts of it. Pastor Dow sure do appreciate all y'all making the sacrifice for coming down and helping us doing those raised beds. Because, you know, after the other group abandoned the land and took off and stuff, man, that stuff was growing up, man. Man, all of those brothers, man, we got down in the thick of thorns. And we took care of that in one day. Now, I'm telling you, man, I mean, the brothers got down in labor of love.
Yes.
You know, the Rufus was out there pushing a damn lawnmower. I ain't talking about riding. I said pushing. Well, not riding, pushing a lawnmower. Brothers out there, man, and Jordan, they were getting it in. They were getting it in. I can't say enough about this, man. I better stop because I'm going to start crying. Y'all know me, I'm going to cry in a minute. I'm like, get there from Dad Dow, right? He'll drop a tear in a heartbeat, man. I've always been like that, man. Man, I can't say enough. No, that's right, Cleveland, Tennessee, not Columbia. Brother Brent and Sonya can't say enough about them. By the way, Brother Brent, you and Sonya up there in Cleveland. Myself and my family, I'm going to try to lock this down, okay? So you can put it on your calendar. And I hope y'all not gone from there, but if y'all, let us know. We're planning on stopping by y'all place October 14th and spending the night there with y'all. We'll be there early in the morning. Spend all day, all night. And then we'll head back to Straightway on the 15th. Let me know if that's okay with y'all. If y'all are ready, y'all good to go. Myself, Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, Summer, and his Kaya. We'll be there. Be the Father's will. That's coming back from Georgia. He said, yes, sir. Come on! That's Brother Brent. Oh, by the way, Brother Brent, check this out. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Hallelujah. I love my family.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, Elder Rufus, I've been actually thinking about taking off. If we get everything done here at Straightway, I'm actually thinking about taking off a couple of days earlier so we can be with y'all on Shabbat. That would be the 9th of October. Myself, Mother Carol, Mom Nellie, Sister Summer, and his Kaya. Boy, I love that little boy. That little boy. You and him, what's this thing y'all got going on, man? He communicates with you and stuff, man.
Yeah.
He loves his teacher saying, though. They be talking to each other. He be pointing. They understand. I don't know what they're doing. Whatever it is, they understand each other. But if we leave early, I said, if we leave early and we got everything done that needs to be done on this land, Because remember, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to Georgia because I have to get land changed over to the name of the ministry down there. I got a bunch of stuff, dude. That's all you need to know from there. Good. Y'all good to go. All right. Dang, man. I my life is already on display enough. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But we're going to try to make it there. I'll let you know. We're going to shoot from the hip. I hope we hit the target. All right? Well, we'll stay in communication. Glory to the King. Time off. What you talking about, Brother Ron? Brother Ron, don't you start. He said, leave early, take time. Brother Ron, just stop. I know he means well. My time off is when y'all in the ministry have donated. Whenever Elder Rufus tell y'all or make a suggestion to, because I got me and my shots, we getting ready to take. Matter of fact, I need to spread them out throughout the year, man, because this stress stuff is just unbelievable, man. This stress stuff, I don't know. I mean, I still have to learn. Do they have a such thing as stress management classes?
They got
them. I need to learn how to manage the stuff, man. I'm for real, man. I need to learn how to manage. Only way I learn how to manage is just to go on the vacation that y'all sent me. Elder Rufus made an example. He said, you think about this. Ever since we've been taking up these pastors' vacation offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the saints do that, right?
Yeah.
He says, go back and look and see how much the ministry has grown since we've done that. I think y'all's intervening in that, though.
Yeah.
You think about that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're going to be watching you that Shabbat service. You got... You good for the night? I told
him. You already let me know.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
You got it. All right, Teacher Shane got it. We're going to be the end of the teacher, all right? G! 612. Man, we got to get going. I ain't got no more fuel, y'all. I got to go. All right. Gene, come on. You on the Straight with your radio broadcast?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you. Bless you. Double blessings and honor on you and all the leadership. Bless you.
Bless you, my brother.
What a great tabernacle. And I now am doubly blessed because not only am I at Promised Land with Brother Will, but Brother Rashawn and all the Arizona Saints are here as well. And I love my family.
Believe me, I feel you, my brother. I understand.
Oh, what a blessing. Oh, so I'll tell you, I don't know how to say this. My family has grown so much. My daughter, who 4 years ago was tearing off her head coverings, can't wait to get back to Tennessee to be with the Saints. My son has grown.
I talked to her a few times and stuff, and I love the holiness that I see in her. And you make sure you tell her that. I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've seen it.
She has grown quite a bit. All my children have. My wives are growing. We still have always areas to grow in, but damn it. I mean, I was able to bring all my children and all my wives to the feast.
No, he said all his wives, all his children, all his wives.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to put that in there. You know what I mean? You damn dumbass.
And
anyway.
Very well.
I just... Thank you so much.
Jane.
Yes, sir.
what do you think about your old friend, Pastor Dow? Remember when you used to have our little phone conversation?
I don't know if anybody knows this, but once a month, every month for 2 years, you would call me faithfully, or I would call you, and we would have a nice conversation, and then of course, you'd always ask, did you find that verse for me? And you spent 2 years? Slavery. Two years laboring with me, and you haven't stopped. And my brothers in the feast not only loved me, but rebuked the shit out of me when I needed it.
And, oh, yeah, that was love.
Yes, sir. I can't even tell you how much it all meant. It all means to me. To see my children walking after the law, statute, commandments, being able to understand the Bible for the first time in its whole entirety. To be able to say that I know for a fact that my brothers absolutely love me and my family. And literally, Christianity is a whore. And people don't even get it. They don't even know.
Teach Shane, get Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. All right. We may even read a verse before that. You still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Somebody
yes, sir.
Got to be. I'm going to tell you our favorite statement. Get the book says, come out. I'm going to say, get your ass out. Read, Teach.
We'll start verse 3. For all nations.
All nations
have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her
color. Of her what?
Fornication.
Man, that means she's been whoring around, opening up her legs, DNA inserted all over the damn place, all over. Come on.
And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her.
There it is. And the book, you know, we know concrete, we Hebrew, and the kings of the earth have committed whoredoms with her. Come on.
And the merchants of the earth.
Man, everybody's buying and selling, ain't they?
Yes.
Come on.
Or waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Ooh, boy, she got a lot of wares to sell, don't she? Mm-hmm. Come on.
And I heard another voice from heaven say,
what did that voice from Shemaim say? Call out her. What?
My people.
There you go. There you go. There you go again. Hey, somebody asked me, you all right, Pastor? Damn, Skippy, I'm all right. The real question, are you all right? We've obeyed it. Are you all right? Come out of her!
Come out.
My people. Read on.
That you be not partakers of her sins. And did you receive not of her plagues.
Sorry, folks. We book people. We're straight up book people. We're straight up book people. Boy, teaching our show and not reading them scriptures, don't he? What you got, Gene? Come on, bro.
We're coming out. We're going to be done with Minnesota in about 30 days. We're done. We're moving to Tennessee.
I know you told me that.
Yeah,
I want you to do it, too. Because if you don't do
yes,
it,
sir.
You tell me you're going to do it. I'll find you, and then we'll plant my foot in your ass.
Yes, sir. I expect it completely. Yep. We're moving. We're done. We're selling everything that we own that doesn't pertain to helping out the community, and anything that's just trash and garbage is gone. We're going to either sell it or give it away, one of the two. We're done.
Hey, when Brother Daniel Muir came to this, Brother Daniel said, everything for sale. I mean, you
yes,
understand. Daniel played for, let me see, Daniel played for the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to try to get it right, okay? He played for the Oakland Raiders, the New York Jets, and the Baltimore Colts. And when I met them, I considered what they were living in was a very affluent neighborhood. Rob Mathis, the stuff he lived in, it don't even make sense. What Kabir lived in, it don't make sense. And man, Kabir said, every damn thing for sale. And man, that brother, he wasn't just getting on here barking words. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And because of that, man, Sister Chris, if she keeps on in the vein that she's in, I said if she keeps on in the vein she's in, got to overcome some stuff. But, I mean, more likely, man, I mean, she's on a path. When you meet the standard of being a mother in Israel, that's a highly respected place. We ain't got up to two. We need a few more. We ain't got nothing but two. That means they get this shit. They have self-control. They in it.
Yes.
They got it. They understand it. She may be the youngest one ever. Maybe.
Oh, yes. Please.
But the jury's out deliberating. And believe me, Chris, Pastor watching.
You can do it, sister. Yah is able to supply all your needs.
Man, I'm old as shit, man. My damn neck tight. Y'all be seeing me doing this? My neck tight as shit, man. And then what did Mother Jennifer say? Oh, Jesus. See, most people don't understand that when you get my... Man, that man oil is something. Well, you better use Gorilla Glue. You better prop it up with some 2x4s, 2x6s. You better put a 45 degree on that thing, man. And you better put some subfloor in it. Woo-wee! Jesus. Come on, Gene.
So I just wanted to share one last thing that really impacted me, this tabernacle. You know, you told us that as our soul prospers, that healing will happen. 2-3 years ago when I came to Tabernacles with my son, I was walking with a cane.
I've seen you walking at heel. And mind you, most people don't know our history. Brother Bud, he used to be a student of Dr. William Luck. Donald William Luck is respected because I promote him in his ministry. And I've talked to Brother William Luck on the phone, and Gene has tried to labor with him over the years. And the one thing that Luck, and he's got one foot on earth other than the grave right now. You know one thing that damn man won't do? He will not keep the Sabbath. He will not keep the law of Yah.
And he doesn't want to keep clean foods either.
Go ahead, Gene.
So when I walked up that hill, you know, one of the things you said years ago is that hill will make your flesh talk. And as I was walking up the hill, now keep in mind, 2-3 years ago when I walked down the hill halfway, I walked halfway with a cane, and then I had to be picked up because I couldn't do it anymore. That's how bad off I was. And 12 years ago, I couldn't actually walk. So I was getting better as my soul prospered. This year, I walked from the tabernacle all the way down without a cane to the dining hall. Then I started walking back. I'm like, yeah, I'll get a ride when I'll see somebody. And then I thought, you know, let's see how far I can get up this hill. And I started getting up the hill. I got halfway up, and my legs are shaking and everything else, but I'm still doing it, right? And I say to the Most High, I said, this mountain is hard. This hill is hard. And this is something that every Israelite, I pray, gets. Because we're going to come into some really hard stuff real soon. He said, it's hard. Yes, it's hard, but it's paved. Christ has paved our way. Straightway has paved our way. It's going to be hard. If it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be the way. But it's paved. And that's all I got, brother. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I don't think a lot of people get it. He said a revelation of that came because the way is hard, watch this, but it's paved. I ain't saying this shit about Goshen, because that way is hard, and there ain't a damn thing about it is paved. It's all just damn straight up dust, rock, gravel, weeds, tumbleweeds, all the way to the top of the damn hill.
Yeah.
I commend Brother Rob Mathis, I do. Everybody don't understand, I get it. That man, he walks around with a permanent limp. For the glory of the gridiron that he gave, because he a dog, man. And when you're out on the gridiron, you're going to give it all, man. No telling how many times he's laid up in the hospital bed. He was doing what he was called to do, what he only knew to do at that time, the best he could do, because he was straight up banned. So Rob is here. I said, man, what's up with his limp? Because I know that he had a slight limp, but not as pronounced as this time. He said, that's permanent, Chef. And believe me, I get what he means by that. Because I'm dealing with shit in my back. It's damn permanent as I'm trying to teach my size what the hell's going on. I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to remove myself so that they don't have to go through the suffering, if you know what I mean. When I have to stay up late at night, try to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? When you go from 6 feet to 5'10½", that's some serious shit. And it's only a matter of time before this stuff starts affecting you. And it's hit me. And I usually just try to remove myself, stretch out, do whatever I can, use them damn massages and stuff. If I have to, I end up on the couch, if you understand. I just don't want to disturb their sleep. I'm fine. I'm good. You understand what I mean? But, man, that damn gridiron ain't no damn joke. And doing the shit that I did,
yes.
And the shit that them Gideon and Frogman, man, and then turn around getting out of this shit, becoming a maniac and wrecking on that damn racer. How many times you put that motorcycle back together? I thought I'm gonna wreck that shit on the damn racetrack. Not many times I came home good. That shit tore up all his hell, and Brother Shane up there putting that thing back together. Something wrong with us. Israel, we love y'all. Let's go to Texas, 713-713. And then the last one is Arkansas, 479. We done for the night. Huh? Yeah, 713. 713, Arkansas. But, man, I have nothing but total respect. I don't care what way you got injured or something like that, and you still driving on. Shit. You got my 100% total respect. I promise you do. I wish, Brother Daniel, Daniel still would have been stronger than me. Are you following me? He still would have been stronger than me. Mother Carol can verify this. She ain't gonna lie for nobody. No husband, nobody. But my best bench press was 495, and I was 200. I may have been 235. I think I was 232 at that time. And I squatted 600 pounds. And all that shit was without steroids. I told you, everybody in my family, all them damn men, I don't know what the hell it is about them men, but they damn bull strong. Almost inherited stuff. And then you see this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and him be going at it. You see how he stands, right? He stands like, and he's a baby.
Yeah, he's in a stout position.
He got a stout position. He automatically stands like.
Yeah.
That little boy. Anyway, I love my family. And I'm going to tell y'all another secret. I got to get off course for a second to get on course. I had some people ask me, how was I able to do what we're doing and accomplish what we're doing, pending the scrutiny of natural family? That's easy. Number one, separate yourself from natural family and to those who don't have any understanding. And you ain't got to worry about no damn scrutiny. And even at that, if you are a man, you don't give a damn about the scrutiny.
No.
You're not dishonoring, disrespecting, but if you don't have no understanding, you're not going to look into this, you're not going to immerse yourself in this, you're not even going to try to comprehend this,
yeah.
There's no need to have a discussion.
Yes.
You go your way, I go our way, and we'll see which way you end up the right way.
Yes.
That's simple enough, isn't it? That means... See, the problem with me and you is you're not willing to suffer loss. You still want to communicate and have all this relationship with all your wicked-ass family who hates y'all. I ain't willing to do that. I'm willing to forsake all. I don't give a damn. I even told Mother Carol, you can do a Maui, do a Trailways. Listen to me. I want y'all to listen to Pastor right now. I love every single one of my sons with all my heart. I love all my sons with my heart. So I love all my children. All my heart, mind, soul, and spirit. I can tell you this, though. If you ever think for one damn minute that anybody comes for y'all, you can forget it. You can stop right there. I promise you. As the old saying goes in the day, you got another thing coming. You can forget it. It ain't happening. I keep trying to tell y'all over and over and over again, just like this man over here, forsaking all, giving all. Man, we used to that. That's been our standard operating procedure since our youth, in our 20s coming up from this. Late 20s, 30s, 40s, now we in our 50s. Ain't nobody coming before the king. Nobody coming before y'all. There's nothing you can do to him. There's nothing you can do to me in this life. Nothing. I'm easily adjustable. I can do with. Or I can do without. Makes no difference to me. I'm good. I hope I said something to stimulate thought. I really truly do. Where's we going? To a
Texas. To Texas?
713. Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Two Radio broadcast. Come on, Brother Juan. What you got?
Hey, hello. Hello.
Bro Juan, are you there?
No, this is Brother Van.
Van?
Brother Van, Texas.
Ah, come on, Bro Van. What you got, my brother?
Hey, bro, first and foremost, I just want to say glory to Yah, glory to the King for allowing us to be part of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is our first time on the land. I just all praises to the Most High Yah for that, man.
I remember Brother Van, man. Come on, Bro Van.
I know one other thing, it's the longest, this has been the longest time that I've left my truck unlocked out in the open. Can't do that here in Houston. One other thing, the highlight of everything, of course, other than praising Yah, is the deliverance that you helped with you and Pastor Corey and Mama Carol and my daughter. Bless you, Pastor.
Man, bless you, my brother. You know we here, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I
watch
it. I got
Bro
to
Van.
That first hand.
Bro
yes,
Van. Go to Ephesians 6:12. I guarantee one thing for sure. I guarantee this. I guarantee you have a very good understanding of this passage of the scripture that I'm getting ready to help Teacher Saint read, all right?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Ephesians 6:12 reading. For we
wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Come on.
Against power.
Come on.
against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Come on.
Against spiritual wickedness.
What is that?
In high places.
So, Brother Van, I guarantee you really get that one now, don't you?
Yeah, yes, sir, I do, man, 100.
Continue on, my
yes,
brother,
sir.
With your testimony.
Oh, just and one other thing, man. I tell you what, I sure do know what it means about running some pit buckets. Oh man, I know, and I can tell you one other thing too, Pastor. As many times that I've taken the trash out throughout the land, on top of the hill, and bottom of the hill, I could put that on a resume and go to waste management and get me a job. I've done it up a lunch, man. But hallelujah.
Boy, is that the truth? That was a lot of trash when you're dealing with 900 people, just about, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It actually puts a, you know, I mean, it actually, you get an understanding to it. I mean, I know a lot of people that's not necessarily been on the land, but man, sitting there and seeing that, I'm like, how do they do it? And that's just, of course, the Spirit leading us. But man, yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Van, I tell people all the time, you want to murmur, you want to gripe, you want to complain, you think you can do it better, good. We'll host the Feast of Tabernacles at your place next year. You get to take care of everybody. I get to just set my tent up, wash my ass, pee in a bucket, shit on the side, and I'm good. Take care of me.
Yeah.
How about that for a while?
Yes, sir. You know, it just helped. It's also helped me to put in perspective of what y'all really do behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So.
What else you got, Brother Van?
Like Brother Vincent said a little earlier, I got up on that roof next to the storage and our y'all's full storage, I guess. I got up on the roof too and helped put the roof on one side of the building too. So I stayed a busy boy when I was out there, man. So.
Oh, I know you did. I saw you.
Yes, sir. And bless
one
you.
One of the
and
few
I,
busy boys. And let me say this too. One of the few Caucasian busy boys.
Yes,
you
sir.
Niggas are something else. You niggas, you Negroes. You are set and pride yourself about building America, but you ain't did a damn thing since.
Yeah.
Now you got the Caucasian brothers outshining and outdoing your ass three times over. You think your ass in a damn kingdom or something? You better at ease your damn self and learn something. You got the pastor of a ministry trying to show you by example what a labor of love is, but your ass want to go in ease and drive. Somebody got to go to the lowest parts of hell. Somebody got to be deceived with your dumb ass. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead, man. I'm off my trip. All right. Come on.
All right. It's much needed, sir. No, other than that, man, I just all praises to the Most High Yah for allowing us to be on Straight Wave. And again, bless you, teacher. Thank you for all the guidance that you allowed us to have there on the land and all the food that you've offered out. I mean, everything was spot on, and I just, again, bless you and thank y'all. Thank you Straight Way.
Bless you, brother, man. Give your family all love, all right?
Yes, sir, and bless y'all. Shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I don't see too many comments behind that. Where y'all at? Where you at?
Come on.
Arkansas, 479-479. Last call tonight. Sorry, Dean. We're a little bit late. Can't wait to hear the lines then. But y'all get yourself ready. Don't take 10, 15 minutes to get on. Just come on. Just come on. Damn, I'm 55 years old, man. You get ready to be 55.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit, dog. Y'all ain't got no murmur complaining. You ain't got no damn murmur complaining. You ain't been a damn maniac in your life like me. Anyway, Brother Shannon, 479, Pastor Dow, you know, Straight Way 2 Radio broadcast. How can that one, brother?
Hey, bless you, Pastor. Bless all the Straight Way Teach, all the leaders, everybody. I bless all y'all. Thank you for everything that you've done during that feast and even before then. I bless you.
Man, you know we love you, don't you? You know we love you, right?
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I know you. I can feel it. And that's one of the a couple points I want to touch on. And one of them is literally maybe 2 weeks before the feast, we had a so-called family reunion. in Illinois. So me and Sister Sue, we drove up there, and my goodness, I mean, just there is no family reunion like when you back with your real people, with your real family.
Yeah, they bashed y'all soul, didn't they?
Oh my goodness, I probably won't ever go again. I mean, it was so dry.
You better not ever go.
Yeah, the spirit. I did feel good because I was able to guide a couple of people the straight way. Cousin has been in jail for 20 years. He's an Israelite, and I'm trying to get him to follow straight way. Not the cousin you met, a different cousin. And so, but the spirit, the feeling, and everything was so weak. And coming to the straight way is so powerful. It just really is mind boggling that people try to hold on to their natural family and appease them and worry about them. And, man, I kicked that to the curb so quick. If it became a choice between the two, it wouldn't be a choice. I don't understand why anybody would even contemplate it or worry about it. Get rid of that crap, because it is nothing but a bunch of crap. And yeah, it just brought it into perspective going down there. It was pathetic. It was absolutely pathetic. And my other point that I would – yes, sir.
Let's hear your other point real quick.
My other point that I was going to say is shout out to Teacher Eric that about his video that he made prior to the feast about making sure that you get your – he did probably the best analogy I ever heard in my life, or one of them, about getting your kill. Like, you know, go there, have fun and everything, but get that spiritual kill. And during deliverance, I was about to not have a brother actually lay hands on me and really go through deliverance, and I kept thinking of what he said, and I said, you know what, even though it's uncomfortable, it's you know, the devil was trying to get me not to do it, and I said, you know what, I don't care, I'm doing it because I'm going to get my spiritual kill, and I had a brother, you know, put hands on me and you know, work with me during deliverance. And I got free of some stuff, and I just felt it just come up off me. And hallelujah for that encouragement from teacher about that. It meant a lot to me, and it really helped me.
I tell you what, man, Teacher Eric, man, I love that brother. And you, of course, y'all know that myself and brother Teacher Eric is going to be going against Mac and Cheese and Baki.
Mac and cheese and hot tea.
No, we're going to tear their ass up. We're
going to
rip their ass up. Them damn midgets.
Hey.
We're
going to
rip their ass up. I promise you that.
You know that? You just go ahead and picture this big-ass RV being parked right where that is. So,
oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
This continent, I'll be
there. I promise. You talking about the crosshairs. They got me pissed off as hell, though. Them damn little proud-ass midgets. They got my head, I'm telling you. Y'all going to see Pastor Dow in a very, very, very rare form.
I can't wait. You ain't lost the debate yet. I don't think this is going to be the first one. This won't be the first.
Well,
but that's all I got for you, Pastor. Yes, sir.
How many acres of land you got out there?
I got five properties, but the biggest one out there in Arkansas is 7 acres, just under 7 acres.
Good, we're gonna hone that in.
Then I got some in Colorado, and then our house that we live in. What did you say, sir? I'm sorry.
I said we're gonna hone that in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing a straightway Ozarks maybe one of these days, Pastor. You know, I'm just waiting.
Oh, ain't no thinking about it. I'm telling you right now, we get ready to hone that in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sister Soon, love you, my sister.
Pastor, he loves you, Sister Soon.
Love you, Pastor Cal. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for everything.
Hey, thanks for supporting us too, Pastor. Supporting our business, man. We we appreciate you. You do exactly what you say you'll do, man. And we always we appreciate you and all the other saints there. We really do.
I appreciate your love for the ministry, and I promise you, I'm going to make a video about the scooter. You'll see it.
I know you will. You said it. Good as in the bank to me.
Shabbat shalom,
we already missed y'all, man. Shabbat shalom, teach to Shabbat shalom, pastor. Shabbat shalom.
You know, every time Brother Shannon goes somewhere, him and Sassoon, right, they fix every damn thing. Remember last time, Brother Shannon, I think it was Kabir. He had a trouble with his security system. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about our little rinky-dink stuff right here. We're talking about a $60,000-plus security system, right? These damn assholes up in Green Bay wanted to make $35,000-plus off of him. Tabir
yeah.
told me about it. And I said, no. What are we going to do? Call Brother Shannon. Send him up there. You know how much it costs Brother Kabir to fix what these damn Gentile heathen-ass people wanted to, boom, make some money off of them because the NFL player gave them the Packers discount. You know how much money, these damn wicked-ass heathen try to make off of them? Over 30,000. It could be 60. My mind is flipping right now.
60,000 they want to charge.
It was 60. But Brother Shannon fixed the whole damn security system for a whopping $35. Israel. I said again, Israel. Huh? Live in, right now. We well overdue. Can't wait to hear. We bless you all. Teacher Shane, myself, signing off. Sweet presence of strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of soon coming King Yahshua on the ship. We love y'all. Y'all be encouraged. And mind you, notice, this is the broadcast after the feast. We're still in the saddle, and we broke the record. We went a whole 40 minutes longer. We here. We here. We here. That's the next new shirt. Love y'all, Israel. Straightway Australia. Y'all be in church, all right? Philippines, Canada, Hawaii, Germany, Netherlands, Finland, Africa,
yes.
South Africa.
UK.
Yeah, UK.
Yes.
We've never forgot you, Brother Mike. Alaska.
Yes.
We here. We here. Come on, teach. Five out. Come on, he's coming.